Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and reading today from Arthur W. Pink, an article entitled The Priceless Gift of Health. That's from the Free Grace Broadcaster, the summer edition, issue 252. And it's available to you by just getting in touch with the people there at Chapel Library. Just to give them an email at chapel@mountzion.org and ask them to send you this quarterly to your house every 3 months. And there'll be a different topic each time. Because of the COVID epidemic, we're talking about sickness. The whole theme of this quarterly this time is sickness. Arthur W. Pink, who was a preacher and pastor and itinerant Bible teacher born in England. Mr. Pink has some things to say about the priceless gift of health. Oh, what a priceless boon is a sound body and good health, a boon that is denied to some from birth and that few really appreciate until it be taken from them. It's long impressed the writer what a remarkable thing it is that any of us enjoy any health at all, seeing that we have 6,000 years of sinful heredity behind us. It's due alone to the goodness and kindness of God that the great majority enter this world with more or less sound bodies and reach youth in the bloom of health. But sin and folly then take heavy toll, and the constitutions of millions are wrecked before middle life is reached. Nor is it always brought about by wicked intemperance and dissipation. Often it's the outcome of ignorance, through failure to heed some of the most elementary laws of hygiene. Alas, the majority of people will learn in no other school than that of hard and bitter experience. And consequently, most of them only discover how to live when the time comes for them to die. True, we cannot put old heads on young shoulders, yet if the inexperienced are too proud to heed the counsels of the mature, then they must reap the consequences. Now surely, other things being equal, the Christian ought to enjoy better health than the non-Christian. Why so? Why, because if his walk be regulated by God's word, he will at least be preserved from those diseases that are the fruit of certain transgressions. The English word holiness means wholeness, soundness. The more we are kept from sinning, the more shall we escape its consequences. Godliness is profitable unto all things, the body as well as the soul, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come, 1 Timothy 4:8. One of the basic laws of health is the Sabbatic statute. The Sabbath was made for man, Mark 2:27. For his good, because he needed it. It was made for man that he might be a man, something more than a beast of burden or a human treadmill. His body needs it as truly as does his soul. This has been unmistakably demonstrated in this country. Now, when he speaks of the word Sabbath here, he means Sunday, I do believe, although originally, of course, it was the seventh day. When France collapsed and the British Isles faced the most desperate crisis of their long journey, the government foolishly ordered that those in the coal mines and munitions factories must work 7 days a week. But they soon learned that the workmen produced less than they did in 6 days. They could not stand up to the additional strain. By resting from manual toil on the Sabbath, man is enabled to recuperate his strength for the labors of the week lying ahead. Yet that cannot be accomplished by attending one meeting after another on that day, nor by exhausting one's strength through lengthy walks to and from the services. Moving the tent nearer the altar is the remedy, still less by profaning the Sabbath in carnal recreation. Another divine precept that promotes health is, "He that believeth shall not make haste," Isaiah 28:16. Side by side with the speeding tempo of modern life, we behold the multiplying nervous disorders and those who are murdered or maimed on the highway. For many years, we have avoided motor cars, buses, and trains whenever the distance to be covered was not too great to walk, not using them more than two or three times in a 12-month period. Rushing around, hurrying and scurrying hither and thither is not only injurious, but a violation of the divine rule, "He that hasteth with his feet sinneth," Proverbs 19:2, which means exactly what it says. "Take therefore no thought for the morrow," Matthew 6:34. How good health is promoted by obedience to this precept scarcely needs pointing out. It is carking, that is, anxious care and worry that disturb the mind, affect circulation, impair digestion, and prevent restful sleep. If the Christian would cast all his care on the Lord, what freedom from anxiety would be his? "The joy of the Lord is your strength," Nehemiah 8:10, physically as well as spiritually. What a touch to a wearied body and tired mind it is to delight ourselves in the Lord. "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine," Proverbs 17:22. "My son, attend to my words, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh," Proverbs 4:20-22. Do we really believe this? "Fear the Lord, depart from evil, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones," Proverbs 3:7-8. Godly living is conducive to healthiness of mind and body, and other things being equal, that will be one of its byproducts. By other things being equal, we mean, as in the case of one who is not suffering for the sins of his father, who did not ruin his constitution by debauchery before conversion, and who exercises ordinary common sense in attending to the elementary rules of hygiene. One who is temperate in all things, 1 Corinthians 9:25, will escape many or all those ills, which are the price that must be paid for intemperance. Scripture does not require us to be either Spartans or Epicureans, but to let our moderation be known unto all, Philippians 4:5. "God giveth richly all things to enjoy," 1 Timothy 6:17, "yet not to abuse. Every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused," 1 Timothy 4:4, "providing it is used aright. But his choicest creations prove harmful if used to excess. God has provided great variety in nature, and each one must learn for himself what best suits him and deny himself of that which disagrees." That's from a book called Divine Healing, Is It Biblical?, which is available, by the way, from the chapel library. From Arthur Pink. Lord willing, tomorrow, which is Sunday, the 28th, we'll have another one of these readings. And then on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, back to Spurgeon's autobiography. Tuesday and Thursday, we're going through a commentary of the book of Jude. So I hope that you'll be able to join me for some or all of that. And if you've got time in between, do visit my website. I won't go through all the details of that right now, but there's a lot of good stuff on this site, seriously. And I've just put 50 books, actually just 49 at the moment, it'll be 50 soon, on the store. If you click on store, you're going to see a whole lot of books you've never seen before. These are the old ones, the ones that I had on there before and took off for some reason. But they're good stuff. I believe God has blessed me to see the scriptures. And if I've made a mistake, let me know. We'll talk about it gently, I hope. But 50 books. And I'd like you to choose them. If you like Kindle, that is reading online on a special device that you can buy, you will be able to read any of these books for a dollar each. I don't sell books. None of this profit. There's hardly any profit to begin with. And if there is any, it goes right back into ministry. So not doing it for that reason. I'm getting those books out there because I want to be read. I want to say something, a whole lot of things to people that I found in the Word of God that is very precious to me. And I hope that it'll be precious to you too. If you want to know a little bit more about me personally, go to Facebook. If you want to see written things, go to criesfromamongus.com. It's a blog. It deals with the cries that rise from the church to the ears of the Lord. And on YouTube, just type in Bob from Hackberry House, and you'll see some more stuff there. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.